Cornhole tournament brings in $4,500 to aid homeless veterans. Your support helps us. By Amy Furr on January 23, 2022. An organization called Homes for the Brave held a cornhole tournament Saturday in Connecticut, and participants raised approximately $4,500 to go toward homeless veterans. Homes for the Brave, a nonprofit group, is on a mission to provide housing and services for veterans experiencing homelessness, WTNH reported. In a social media post on Saturday, the group shared photos and videos of people enjoying the event in Trumbull, Connecticut. "Our winter cornhole tournament is underway. Good luck to all of the teams and thank you for your support," the post read. Teams made up of two people registered for $100 and competed for different prizes. Participants also decided whether to compete in a social or competitive bracket, and the organization also held a raffle. The Homes for the Brave website said more than 1,400 have been served since 2002. The site continued, "A great need exists for housing programs and support services like ours. On any given night, 40,000 United States veterans find themselves homeless, and another 1.4 million are at risk of homelessness due to a lack of affordable housing, financial resources, and support. With the help of our community, we will continue to uphold our mission of helping Connecticut's veterans and other individuals experiencing homelessness to return to meaningful, productive lives." During the event, a man who appeared to be with the organization thanked everyone for joining the tournament. "We are growing, and your support helps us do things like right now. We're preparing two houses in West Haven, Connecticut, to accept male veterans experiencing homelessness," he said. "At the same time, we will be expanding our Veterans Service Center clinical program into an annex in downtown Bridgeport where we'll be able to provide things like yoga classes, programming, a food pantry, etc. for veterans who are struggling. And we could never do those things without support of folks like you in events like this," he added.